Oh man, thank you, Jesse, for welcoming me to the stage. I'm gonna wait a second what are you doing right now? He was supposed to do this and not be a distraction, but we know that's not working out right now. I'm just kidding, that's perfect, thanks. Give it up for Ty Gilbert, the best sign whiteboard holder, not white boy holder, whiteboard holder in the world. I said the same thing about Dylan last night too, so you're the second best. I don't know, you guys can fight later. Hey, so today, I want to start us off. I want to go right in, so I need you guys to focus with me for a second. I want to start us off with a question. And some of our house group guys are sitting there giggling like little girls because they heard this question on Wednesday. So here it is. I wonder how many of us in this room right now have ever gazed up at the stars above? How many people have ever just looked up in the night sky and stood there in wonder and awe of what God has put there? Yeah, everybody. Okay, good. If you've never have, then I don't know what's wrong with you. But I also wonder, have you ever been in that moment and looking up at the sky and wondered or thought about your place in the universe? You look up and you see the expanse of the stars and how big everything is. And I don't know about you, but I can tell you, for me, that can be overwhelming sometimes. I begin to wonder, where do I fit in this gigantic universe? All of these millions of stars and galaxies and planets, and I'm just me. Well, and Ty can attest to this next story because he was with me and he thought I was absolutely insane for doing this. But I had the privilege to be in Prescott, Arizona this week, which you guys are like, privilege? That's terrible. Why would you go to Prescott? I had the privilege to be in Prescott, Arizona this week at this youth leader retreat gathering thing. You guys don't care about that, but I was up there. So I was in Prescott and I had this moment when I was walking from this room. It was at UCYC. Some of you guys may have been there before. Yeah. Woo. So I was walking from this one house, this one little room thing, or whatever they call them, log cabins. I was walking from there after having had the most glorious pizza cookie I had ever had in my life, and it was free. This was amazing. So I was walking from this place back to the cabin where we were staying, and I was walking along this path, and all of a sudden, I looked up at the sky, and it was, I can't even explain to you. It doesn't do it justice, but it was the most beautiful sky I'd ever seen, the most beautiful thing I had ever seen in my life, except for my wife. The most beautiful thing I had ever seen in my life. It was like a painting. I wish I could have taken a picture of that moment to show you guys today. But it was crazy. There was a tree over here, like an evergreen or a giant Christmas tree, whatever those things are. There was one there and one here, and they looked almost as though they had been painted into the sky. And then right before me, there was the Big Dipper and tons of other stars. And when I turned around that way, there was a Little Dipper, and all the constellations and planets and stars were right there above me. And I just froze. I froze. And I knew there were people around. I knew people could see me, and I looked like a maniac, but that's okay because I kind of am a maniac. I just froze. I stared up at the sky and the stars, and what happened next blew my mind. See, as I was standing there and I was looking up into the vastness of space, this gigantic universe, it was almost as though those stars were getting closer and closer to me. There was a point where I felt like I could just reach out and grab the Big Dipper and pull it down and make the best pizza cookie with it ever. There was just, it was amazing to see that as the stars seemed to get closer and closer, I could almost reach out and grab them. But then I had this moment as I was standing there and looking up, and it felt like the more I stared, the closer the stars got, where as they got closer and closer to where I could almost touch them, what began to happen is that I could see more and more behind those. As the front line of stars seemed to draw closer to me, I realized that there were thousands and thousands more that were barely visible or dimly lit behind those. And I realized in that moment that as those stars kept coming and I kept seeing more and more deeper and deeper into the sky, I stood there and I realized just how small I really am. In light of the entire universe, I realized that I am just one person. And it's crazy too, because you don't even have to look into the universe to realize that. You can look actually right into our planet Earth. Just the people on this planet, the human beings, you are one of 7 billion people on this planet. Look at the person next to you and say, you're one in a billion. You're one in a billion. Normally, that's a compliment. Normally, that's a compliment. Right now, it's like you are the smallest person ever. You are so insignificant. So, wait, are you guys still saying that to each other? Don't say that. That's terrible. So here's the thing. If you're like, I still don't fully get it. Let's take this beautiful, clean whiteboard, for example. And what I can do is take this marker, and I can make a dot right there. And some of you in the front are like, yeah, I see it. I'm not really sure. Some of you in the back are like, what happened? I thought it was already there. There's one dot. And what I can also do is continue to put dots all over this board. I can mark this board up with dots and cover it completely. So imagine that this entire board is covered with these dots, but it's not going to stop there. Imagine that that wall and that wall and that wall, I go and I mark every square inch of that wall with a dot. If somebody were to walk into this room, it'd be very, very hard for them to look and even probably see a single dot. All they would see was just this giant mass of black marker everywhere. Your life is one of these dots. You, as a person sitting in that chair, you are just one of 7 billion dots on this planet. You feel insignificant yet? Do you feel small yet? See, what's interesting about this is we aren't the first persons to think about this. What we are experiencing today, this is not the first time anybody has ever experienced this feeling of insignificance or smallness. Actually, for thousands and thousands of years, people have been feeling this exact same way. There's actually a story in the Bible of a man who had this same moment when he looked up in the skies and felt so tiny. This guy's name is David. Yes, David from David and Goliath. David, he was a shepherd boy to start. That's what he did. The most insignificant in society. Maybe he probably didn't have a lot of friends. Not a lot of people knew who he was. But there was a point when he became king. He was a king that was well known, that people loved, that pursued God with everything that he had. But yet he still felt insignificant when he looked up into the expanse of the skies. So Psalm 8, you guys can turn there now if you'd like. But Psalm 8 tells us about this exact moment in David's life. And I want to take you there into that night. Remember, this guy started as a shepherd. This guy was probably used to spending time in fields with sheep. This guy had probably looked up into the sky many nights before this one. And now, as a king, he finds himself again back in that same place. And maybe it was a dark night. Maybe it was a dark night. And he sat there and he laid down in the field. He laid and he looked up into a sky, maybe very similar to the one we see. And he was contemplating and thinking about the years gone by, the years he had spent as a shepherd. And maybe it was back in a field that he had been in many times before, looking into a sky. And maybe all he could see was that dimly lit star way off in the distance. And as he sat there and looked up into the universe, he wrote something. As he sat there, he wrote this beautiful, beautiful piece of poetry that we see here in Psalm 8. He wrote this. He says, Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth. You have set your glory in the heavens through the praise of children and infants. You have established a stronghold against your enemies to silence the foe and the avenger. When I consider your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars which you have set in place, what is mankind that you are mindful of them? Human beings that you care for them. You have made them a little lower than the angels and crowned them with glory and honor. You made them rulers over the works of your hands. You put everything under their feet, all flocks and herds and the animals of the wild, the birds in the sky and the fish in the sea, all that swim the paths of the sea. Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth. As he sat there that dark night looking up at the sky, he writes this. And I wonder if you caught the significant piece in this. I wonder that as we read this together, if there was something that stood out to you. Read verse 3 and 4 again. In the middle of this dark night, when he felt so small, as he looked up into the sky and into the heavens, he says this, "When I consider your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars which you have set in place," he says, "what is mankind that you are mindful of them? Human beings that you care for them." As he looked up, all he could think was to say, "God, in all of this, why do you care about me?" But you catch that. In the middle of all of this, God still cares about each and every one of you. You know, what's interesting about this picture that we're looking at is I can actually tell you that this is nothing like the sky that David would have been looking out over as he penned Psalm 8. This is nothing like any sky you or I have ever seen in our entire lives. Because the truth about this picture is that even though it kind of, maybe, yeah, it could be Arizona with the mountain range and all of that, even though it looks similar, this is actually a picture from a planet that is not too distant from us called Mars. And that baby, dimly lit star way out in the distance is actually not a star at all. In fact, that's something that you and I know very well. That dimly lit fading star is actually a planet Earth. That's you and I. That's this giant ball of dust and dirt and water that we are standing on or sitting on right now. And the fact is this, that Psalm 8 tells us that even though we are so, so very small, God Almighty, who created all of this, still cares about us and still thinks about us every single day. And it doesn't stop there. Psalm 8 doesn't stop there. If you look at verse 6, he goes on to say that we're also given the entire earth to rule over. In verse 6, he says, "You made them rulers over the works of your hands and put everything under their feet, all flocks and herds and the animals of the wild, the birds in the sky and the fish in the sea." God not only cares for us, he not only cares for each and every one of us, he also says, "You know what? Here's the earth. I'm going to create all of this beautiful creation, the animals, the birds in the sky, the herds and the flocks, the animals in the sea. I'm going to create it all, and you know what? Here you go. Enjoy it. This is for you." He doesn't stop there. He cares for us, and he entrusts us with everything on this planet. And I don't know what this does for you. I don't know what this makes you think. I can tell you, for me personally, when I realize this, when I realize that no matter how small I am, God still thinks and still cares about me, all I can do is just wonder why. Like, God, why? You've made so much. This universe goes on forever. We don't even comprehend it. But yet, you have the care and the thought to care about my life, to care about me in the middle of all of this. I wonder why God would create something so small in me and in you, but yet care for us in such a unique way. And we truly are cared for in a unique way. Verse 5 of Psalm 8 tells us that. Speaking of humans, he says, "You have made them," that's us, "a little lower than the angels, and crowned them with glory and honor." Crowned them with glory and honor. The only perfect being deserving all glory and all honor is God himself. He's the only one that deserves glory and honor. But yet, here in Psalm 8, we see that he's crowned us with glory and honor. And you know what this means? This just once again tells us that we are created in the image of God. That you and I, every single person sitting in this room or in this place, on this earth, all 7 billion of us, we're created in God's image. That's why you think, that's why you feel, that's why you have emotions, that's why you have hurt, that's why you have understanding. Because you were created uniquely like God himself. We're cared for in a very unique way. See, the thing is that God, and hear this, God has made each and every one of you special. You are. Every single one of you, God has made special. And I don't care what the world tells you about that. I don't care what the world tells you about fitting in or being somebody that you're not. I don't care about that. No matter how alone or insignificant you feel, no matter how small you feel in the middle of all of this, maybe you're a person who has a ton of friends, but yet those relationships aren't very strong and you still feel really alone in the middle of that. Or maybe you're someone who is alone and doesn't have a lot of friends. You know what I can tell you today? That the God who created the sun, the moon, and the stars cares about you. Your life and who you are. And what's amazing is that the same guy, David, who writes Psalm 8, and you don't have to turn there, but he goes on later in Psalm 139. I wonder, as he writes Psalm 139, if he is actually thinking back to that night when he wrote Psalm 8. In Psalm 39, he kind of goes back to the same thing that he was talking about in Psalm 8. And I wonder if he was reflecting on that night, realizing that as small as and insignificant as he felt, that God still cares about him. He says this in Psalm 139, starting in verse 13. He says, "For you created my inmost being. You knit me together in my mother's womb. I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful. I know that full well." I love that. Your works are wonderful. I know that full well. All I can think is that as he writes that, he has a smile on his face as he thinks back to Psalm 8. And he says, "Of course I know your works are wonderful. I know that full well. I remember that night when I gazed up at the sky and the stars above, and I realized that your works and everything you've created, the stars that you put in place with your hands, are wonderful. I know that full well." And he goes on to say in 15, "My frame was not hidden from you. When I was made in the secret place, when I was woven together in the depths of the earth, your eyes saw my unformed body. All the days ordained for me were written in your book before one of them came to be." Psalm 139 tells you and I that God has cared for you since before you were even born. When you were smaller than you are now, God still cared for you and thought about you every single day. Every day. In all of this gigantic universe, in all of this just huge vastness of space, he still knows you well enough to count every single hair on your head. He cares about you. God is so big, but he cares about each and every one of us every day. He knows what's behind us. It says this in Psalm 139. He knows what's behind us, what's in our past, and he knows the days to come in our lives. He's before, he's after us and before us. He knows all of it. And he's put every single day in place in your life. He knows you even better than you know yourself. See, this is the true image of who our God is. And I wonder, when you come into this place and you come to church, I wonder what your image or your perception is of God. I wonder if for some of you who have grown up in church and been here for a while, I wonder if your image of God is this big scary guy sitting up there who's waiting to just bug zap you every time you screw up. Maybe you've never been to church before. This is your first time, and you're sitting here and saying, the only thing I know about God is that he kind of looks like Morgan Freeman. Or that he's just this guy sitting up on this giant throne with this long white beard, just watching as the world destroys itself. As people hate each other and kill each other and war and violence and terror, and he just sits back and doesn't care about any of it. I'll tell you today, that is not the God we serve. When you come to this church, that is not the God we're talking about. We're talking about a God who not only cares about what's happening on this earth, but cares about each and every one of you in a special and a unique way. A God who knew you before you were born and is with you every step of your life, every single day. Just think about this for a second. Just think about this. When I do, it blows my mind. It blows my mind. When I look up into the stars and I have a moment like I did, it overwhelms me. I don't even know what to say. I don't. I just stand there, dumbfounded, looking up and realizing, as small as I am, God still loves me. And we see in Psalm 8, in Psalm 8, we see that David responds in the only way it seems he knows how. The only thing he thinks to do is to praise God. He just says, Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all of the earth. He responds to this realization that God, who created everything, still cares about him by just simply praising God. And I wonder today what our response is. And it doesn't have to be like David's. It doesn't have to be like David's. Each of us can respond to this in unique ways. As the band comes up for one more song, I want us to begin to think about what we've talked about today. I want us to think about the truth that God cares for each and every one of us. And I want to ask you, what does this mean to you? What does understanding this mean to you? And what's your response to this? It doesn't have to be like David's. It doesn't have to be praise. But I think just naturally, it demands response in our hearts. Maybe the response is to praise like David. Maybe as we play this next song, the only thing you can think to do is just get up and thank God for loving and caring for you. Maybe it's humility. Maybe you realize this and you're just sitting there and you're like, I can't believe that God would do this. I can't believe that God would care for me. Maybe it's wonder. Maybe you just need to sit there and let your mind and your heart be blown by this. Maybe you just need to sit there and think about what it means for God to care about you. Or maybe it's passion. Maybe you hear this and you realize this, and the only thing you can think to do is go, God, I can't even believe that you would care for me. And because I realize that, all I can think to do is give my entire life back to you. It's all yours. I wonder what your response is. As the band plays one more song, I want to invite you to reflect on this. Whatever way you need to do that, whatever that looks like for you, I want you to just sit and reflect, or stand in praise and reflect on the fact that God, who is bigger than the universe, cares about each and every one of you, and he made you, hear this, he made you to be exactly who you are. That's the God we talk about here. That's the God that we serve. If you haven't heard anything else, hear this. This one thing. That God, he loves you. He loves you. He cares for you. And anytime you feel alone or insignificant in this world, anytime you have a moment like that, remember that God is with you. God is right next to you. He's thinking about you in that moment. He cares for what you're going through. You're never, ever alone. You're never, ever insignificant, because there is a God who cares for you, loves you, and is mindful of you always. Let's pray. Lord, thank you so much for loving us. God, thank you for being mindful of us. I don't know how to respond to that. Anything I do doesn't feel right or worthy, God, because I know I'm a human who is so small, and to be cared for and known by a God who is so big, it just blows my mind and my heart. God, I pray today in these next few minutes that each and every person in this room, God, would respond to this in a way that is unique to them, in a way that you made them to respond. God, whether it's just sitting there and thinking and resting and knowing that you're with them right now, that you're looking at them, that you see them and you care for them, whether it's that, whether it's just crying out in praise and thanking you for being a God who is mindful of us, I pray, Lord, that you would be honored over these next few minutes, God. That every day, every step of our lives, God, we would know that you care for us and that you're thinking about us. God, we love you. We give you everything that we are, knowing that you've given us everything that you've made. You are good, Lord. Thank you for caring. Thank you for loving, being mindful of us. I ask all this in Jesus' name. Amen.